Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Snerd, Charles Kemper, Ursula Twing, Jack Mather, and our lovely guest, Rita Hayworth. And here's Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Well, I think, young man, it's high time that you got out of the eighth grade. You're in a rut.
It's my rut, and I like it.
All right. But, darling, don't you want to take your place among educated, cultured people?
Well, I don't know. No. I'd rather sing along with you.
I heard you talking about your history test tomorrow.
Are you going?
Yes. Are you prepared?
Yes. I'm carrying a couple of loaded cuffs, if that's what you mean.
As usual, you're not prepared.
That's right, sir.
Yes. Don't you like to study history?
No, frankly, no. I have more fun making it, I do.
Hubba, hubba, hubba. All right. Well, I used to excel in history.
And?
Why don't you take more interest in it?
Oh, I don't know. It's old stuff. It's so dated.
Oh, it is. Yes. Well, I insist, young man, that you go over your lessons right now.
Right now?
Yes, right now. I'm going to quiz you.
Well, I didn't bring my book.
You didn't?
No.
But I came prepared.
You?
Yes. I brought my eighth grade history book.
It is?
Yes.
Well, that almost proves he went to school regardless of what I think.
Now, I want to ask the questions, and I'm not going to ask them in any particular order. I'll just sort of mix them up.
Good. I'll probably mix up the answers, too.
First question.
Yes.
When did Henry VIII live?
I don't know. But he certainly did, didn't he?
What I mean is, when did Henry VIII rule England?
Well, Henry VIII, while he was king.
It's a fine answer, that is.
Thank you.
Try this question. What did Louis XIV do?
Are you fighting?
Yes.
He was in the furniture business, wasn't he?
Let me put it this way.
Just put it out.
No. What was Louis XIV responsible for?
Louis XIV?
Yes.
He was responsible for Louis XV.
Responsible for Louis XV.
You didn't think I knew, did you?
No. Well, let's try the next page.
Next page, yes.
Who did Napoleon marry?
Lady Macbeth?
Oh. He couldn't have.
Why?
Lady Macbeth was a fictitious character.
Please, mister. Let us not discuss the lady's reputation here.
Try once again. Who did Napoleon marry?
Cleopatra.
Charlie, they lived 1,000 years apart.
Well, so what? As long as they loved each other.
Let's turn the page. Now we come to Alexander the Great.
What did he do?
Yeah. That's just it. What did he do?
Now, I ask you first.
Yeah, I know you. Charlie, why do you go to school if you don't want to learn anything?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Yes, it is a good question.
I think I'll quit.
No, you won't. We'll proceed with the test.
Yes, sir.
Now, what caused the fall of Rome?
Now, it's funny you should ask that. Confidently, I heard through a grapevine it didn't fall. It was pushed off.
Very funny.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, we better try an easy one.
I would enjoy that, too.
Yeah. Who was Marco Polo?
Marco Polo?
Yes.
Well, I'd say that Marco was the guy who invented horseback croquet.
No.
Horseback croquet. I guess it's just no good.
are you
wearing ourselves out on it?
No.
I'm not going to sit here and sweat.
All right. Well, that was wrong.
It was not only wrong, it was no good to begin with.
All right. Well, see if you can get at least one right.
Yeah.
Tell me who Damon and Pythias were.
Damon and Pythias. Yes. Yes. Aren't those the real names of Amos and Andy?
No. That does it. I'm through.
Okay.
I hate to think of how you'll come out in tomorrow's test.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Something fell out of my history book.
Yeah, I'll pick it up. There it
is. Uh-oh. What is it, Charlie?
It's your eighth-grade report card, Berger.
Where? Oh, my eighth-grade report card.
Yes.
Oh, well, give me that, Charlie.
No, not so fast.
Give me that card.
No.
Oh, boy, this is rich, baby. Charlie, give me my report card.
Oh, no.
Arithmetic, poor. Spelling, very poor, Charlie.
History, simply stinking.
Charlie! I can explain those marks. You see, I missed a lot of school that term because of illness.
Is that so?
Yes.
Your alibi's pretty sickly, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
Mr. Bergen.
Yes, Charlie?
How can you be so stupid?
Yes.
Ray Noble is asked to play for us now that beautiful French ballad, Symphony.
Suddenly knew that I was. Oh, Mortimer. Hello, Mr. Bergen.
Well, hello, Mortimer.
Oh, it's me.
Yeah, I know it's you. You know.
Yep. That's right. Oh.
You know, I haven't seen you since last week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Come to think of it, I ain't seen you since then neither.
No, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's right. Yeah. Small world.
Yes,
Sure is. Yes. Small world. Yeah.
Say, why do you look so worried?
Mm-hmm.
I say you look worried.
Yes. Yes, sir?
Mm-hmm. You must be perturbed.
No. No, I'm Mortimer.
Yeah, I know. Well, what's the trouble, Mortimer?
Well, I'll tell you, the farm don't seem the same no more to me.
Oh, the farm isn't the same.
No. I got home and my cow, Bessie, was gone.
Your cow?
Gone, I think, yes. She just up and left.
I see.
I hope it wasn't nothing I said.
Oh. Oh, now, Mortimer, cows aren't that sensitive.
Well, Bessie is.
Bessie is.
Very sensitive, Bessie. Always been sensitive. Yeah. She hates cold words.
Yeah.
Worse than cold hands. Or
yeah. Well, I don't think she left deliberately.
No.
Maybe she strayed away and couldn't remember her way back.
Oh. Yeah, I'll bet you that's what she did. Yeah. Just absent-minded.
Yeah, something like that.
She might be a victim of magnesia or something.
Yeah. Well, Bessie's a pretty valuable cow.
Well, she sure is. Yeah.
You used to milk her, didn't you?
Yeah, I did the milking. Yeah, twice a day I did it.
Yeah.
And when we had company, I would milk her 3 times a day.
Well, and she gave milk every time?
No. But she tried. She tried. Yep, she did.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you. I'll run an ad in the paper, you know, in the lost and found column.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
Now, what shall we say in this ad?
Well, let's see. How about the lost? One matronly lady cow.
Yeah.
With cranky pestle and milk.
No. Now, we must describe her.
Yeah. Well, she works with a sort of a Jersey bunk.
No, first we should tell what color she is.
Yeah, what color she is, yeah.
Now, what should we call her? Would you call her dark?
Mm-hmm.
I say, would you call her dark?
Well, it's no. Not exactly, no.
Would you call her light?
Lightly, no.
Well, what would you call her?
Well, I always call her Bessie.
All right, Mortimer. Now, what are you going to say in this ad?
Well, just say, Bessie, come home.
Bessie, come home.
All is forgiven. All is forgiven.
Bergen, you look so handsome in your evening clothes.
Well, thank you, Anita.
Yes, by gad, old boy, you look just like a page out of escrow.
Well, you see, tonight is a very special occasion, and I can't wear anything but white tie and tails.
Really? I say, won't that be a little, drafty?
Where are you going, Mr. Bergen?
Well, I've been invited to attend the opening of a very swank restaurant. It's the Brown Fedora.
Yes.
Won't you join us, Ray?
Well, I'd love to, old boy. Yes. I promised to take over a sick friend's job while he sits up with a poker game, so I'll have a safe journey.
Well, Bergen, old boy, well, you finally got that post-war body into that pre-war suit, didn't you?
Yes. Well, tell me, how do I look?
Well, nothing I can say would help.
Nice. Well, I want to look nice because someone else is going with us.
Oh, well, if you're going to ring in strangers, I'm going to stay home.
Well, this is Rita Hayworth.
Oh, well, then you stay home.
Maybe I'd better stay home.
Now, look, lady, if you don't mind, would you mind?
Well, if it isn't Rita Hayworth. I hope you aren't angry because I'm late.
Yes, I am, uh-huh. Yes, I am. I got a good notion to take you across my knee.
Oh, Charlie, you haven't changed a bit yet.
No, and neither have you, Rita. Why, you look like you just stepped out of the picture.
Yeah, and you brought the frame with you. Yeah.
Oh, you say, Wish, before you leave, could I have your autograph?
Why, yes, Anita. I just love to trade an autograph for a song.
All righty, it's a bargain.
Don't you remember me? I love you so. Don't you recall the heart that you said ago? I was the girl who shared those wonderful nights with you. Don't you remember me and the dream we knew? Did you forget that kiss, my first thrill, thrill? I still remember this, and I always
I guess going to these openings makes you sort of nervous, doesn't it?
Not half so much as the way you drive.
Oh, my goodness. What was that?
A parked car almost sideswiped us.
Never mind that backseat driving, you two.
I'm sorry.
Why, I never saw so many dangerous curves.
You ought to sit back here.
No.
Now, Charlie, let's not be silly.
Oh, let's.
Charlie, get off Rita's lap. Oh, no, I was here first.
Oh, that's it. Don't get now, but here comes a man on a gasoline bicycle.
Yeah. Oh, this is awful. We'll never get to that restaurant now.
I say, where do you think you're going? To a conflagration?
Oh.
Charlie. Why, Ray Noble. What are you doing in that uniform?
Well, can't you see? I'm a motorcycle, Bobby.
Oh, really?
Let's see your bobby pin.
Oh, no.
Ray, what do you want to see us about?
Well, I'm just terribly sorry and all that sort of thing, you know, but I simply have to give you a ticket for going one way.
Going one way?
Yes. Well, you see, this is a two-way street.
Oh,
very quick about that.
Ridiculous. Bergen didn't break any law.
Why, he's been driving since he was 2 years old.
Oh, now, please, how could he drive a car when he was 2 years old?
He sat on a pillow.
Yeah. Yeah, Ray, we seem to be lost here. Can you tell us, are we still in California?
Yeah, we're still in California.
Oh, Ray. Ray, can you direct us to the Brown Fedora restaurant?
The Brown Fedora now, Oh, yes, of course, yes. Well, you go a certain distance, you see.
Certain distance.
Mm-hmm. And then you turn right three times.
Three times. Oh, that's fine.
Will that get us there?
Yes. Of course, if you prefer a shortcut, that's the Brown Fedora right across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, officer. Thanks, and for your credit, sir. We're going to let you go this time.
Oh, that's just too frightfully decent of you. Cheerio, and dear.
Cheerio. I could have sworn he drove up on a motorcycle. What a watch, eh? Rita, you know, this can't be the place. It's just an old dilapidated dining car. I wonder what it's doing way out here.
I guess it's waiting for the train to come in.
Yeah. Look at that sign. It says dinners from 6 to 9, 75 cents.
Well, that ain't bad. 3 hours of eating for 6 bits?
No, it isn't. But I couldn't think of taking Rita into a place like that.
Well, then stop pulling on my arm.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Well, suppose we go in just for a lark.
Oh, I'm hungrier than that.
Yes, I know.
Before we go in.
Yes?
Could I borrow a pin?
Pin?
I think my cassava is slipping.
I didn't know you were one.
Oh, no. Say, this place looks deserted. I don't see any customers here.
Have you looked under the table?
Oh. Let's see what's on the menu.
Here's one here. This is laminated herring.
Ooh.
Hot lobster sundae.
Right, lobster sundae.
What, no candy dill pickles?
All right.
Walk away. Cigarette, take your
bottle. Hey, could you help a fellow whose wife is out of work?
Oh, no.
Why? You poor, poor man. How did you ever get in such a state?
Oh, I was born here.
Yeah. Oh, that's about enough. Now, why don't you go home?
Say, that's a splendid suggestion. And how's about lending an old pal of mine for Carter, huh?
Well, I don't have anything smaller than a dollar. I'm sorry.
Oh, thanks, and I'll take a taxi.
Hey, come back.
Walk away, cigarette. Hey, you. Take off your hat in the presence of a lady.
Yeah.
Oh, so you want to take your hat off, huh? Well, come on, step outside.
Who is he talking to?
The hat rack. Well, now we got rid of him. Let's get the waiter, huh? Oh, gargoyle. Gargoyle.
Charlie.
Thanks,
a gargoyle is a hideous monstrosity.
Well, take a look at what's standing behind the counter there.
A fam.
Yeah.
Fam. Fam, I do hope that you haven't been waiting very long.
No, we always wear cobwebs, that's all.
Well, I'm sure we can get excellent service from a big, handsome waiter like you.
No. Don't you go making Google eyes at me, young lady. I know you look like butter would not melt in your mouth, and it's not going to either because you're not going to get any butter.
Well, just what are we going to get?
Well, let's see. Our seafood is just peachy.
It is?
Yes. Oh, yes. It's just simply out of this world. Well, no, it isn't exactly out of this world either, because it's right out there in the refrigerator.
Oh.
Yeah, refrigerator. You can put that joke on ice, too. Yeah.
Do you have top quality steak?
Oh, top quality steak. Oh, yes, indeed. Why, we wouldn't even buy one unless it had won the Santa Anita Handicap.
Yeah. Well, what are the odds on a T-bone steak?
Oh, that was very... You should be very proud you said that. Yeah.
Yes,
well, now,
yes.
Just for that, you smart aleck, you can sit right there until you starve.
Okay, we'll just starve then, yeah.
Oh, no. No, you can't do that either because we close at 11:30.
Oh, we do.
Well, we're ready to order now.
Oh, sure you are. Yes, of course, but it's too late for that.
Well, why is
that? I'm going to order because I've stood here on my hind legs and I've listened to your snide remarks until my nerves are all bloodshot.
Well,
and you can just go take your appetite and go to gravy. Goodbye.
I'm so hungry, I feel like Diet Smith, you know?
You do.
Yeah.
Well, come on, folks. Let's try another place, huh?
Stand still, everybody. Let's pick up. Stop that screaming, silly. You want to wake up all the respectable citizens in the city?
Hey. That's a mighty powerful weapon you got there.
You mean the six gun in my hand?
No, that spray gun in your purse.
Hey, where did you come from anyway?
Oh, I was serving a 6-month stretch up the river, but I escaped.
Well, why did you bring the river with you?
I always wanted to make a big splash in Hollywood. Hey, that sounds like a cop.
I say, I thought I'd find you here.
I surrender, officer. I surrender.
Please, please, we haven't been introduced yet.
But I can't stand this torture any longer. You've just got to send me back to San Quentin.
Oh, a guilty conscience, eh?
No, I can't find any place to stay.
Radio Service.